SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A revolt is brewing among House Republicans over Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to hold votes on foreign aid bills, including one with more money for Ukraine, another with aid for Israel. Johnson, though, remains steadfast in plans for a weekend vote on the individual bills. It came over from the Senate as a single piece of legislation.
What we've done here in the House is we've taken the House supplemental or the Senate supplemental, and we've made it into our own. It's an improvement in the process and improvement in the policy.
Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, who opposes additional foreign aid spending, is threatening to have Johnson removed from the speakership. Johnson's response, let the chips fall where they may. There will be no Senate impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Senate Democrats tossing out two articles of impeachment drawn up by House Republicans. Jury selection resuming today in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's leader brushing aside pleas for restraint in Israel's response to last weekend's Iranian attacks.
On a visit to Germany, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the European nation's support in light of Iran's air assault.
Thank you for the support you've given Israel in the Iranian attack.
Despite Western support, many of Israel's allies are concerned the fighting could spiral, as Iran warned that even the tiniest invasion of its territory would bring what they called a massive and harsh response. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Muslim community leader in Sydney, Australia, says a 16-year-old boy accused of stabbing two Christian clerics during a church service might have anger management and behavioral issues and a short fuse, but had shown no signs of being radicalized. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 82 points higher. This is SRN News. Christian schools produce better citizens.
A new study published in the Educational Psychology Review finds that religious institutions and private schools in general are better than the public schools, turning out students who possess civic literacy and are engaged citizens. Lead author Danish Shakil of Buckingham University tells the Christian Post that, quote, private schooling does not threaten democracy. In fact, it may strengthen it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A search committee previously sued for gender discrimination has announced its pick for the next senior pastor of America's flagship black church. Kevin Johnson, founding pastor of Dare to Imagine Church in Philadelphia, will be recommended to lead the more than 200-year-old Abyssinian Baptist Church in New York. Ronnie Turman, a former assistant pastor of the church, had filed suit in federal court against the committee when she was not selected as a finalist for the job. This is SRN News. The Hawaii Attorney General releases the findings of an investigation into last year's deadly Maui wildfires.
The report says the head of the Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels in returning to the island during the August wildfire, and a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. The report also says communications problems left the Hawaii Electric Company unable to confirm that power lines were de-energized until well after the fire had caused widespread damage. Another report released Tuesday by the Western Fire Chiefs Association detailed the challenges facing the Maui Fire Department during the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. I'm Donna Warner.
The Maine legislature has approved sweeping gun control legislation almost 6 months after the deadliest shooting in the state's history. The attack claimed 18 lives, injured another 13 people. More details at SRNNews.com.